AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. They last saw each other more than a year ago. Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Biden are meeting in California on the sidelines of the APEC summit.
We know each other for a long time. We haven't always agreed, which was not a surprise to anyone. But our meetings have always been candid, straightforward, and useful.
The president said the goal of the summit is for the two leaders to understand each other. Through an interpreter, Xi said they bear heavy responsibilities for the world.
For two large countries like China and the United States, turning their back on each other is not an option. It is unrealistic for one side to remodel the other, and conflict and confrontation has unbearable consequences for both sides.
Xi spoke for the need to strengthen cooperation to combat climate change, but also condemned what he called rising protectionism. Israeli troops stormed into Gaza's largest hospital, searching for traces of Hamas inside and beneath the hospital. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says,
it's an active, legitimate hospital and serving the legitimate medical needs of the people of Gaza, particularly there in the north. And we recognize that, and we want it to be we want them and their work and the patients to be as protected as possible.
The mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher in Virginia was sentenced to 21 months in prison for using marijuana while owning a firearm, which is illegal under U.S. law. Deja Taylor's son took her handgun to school and shot Abby Zwerner in her first-grade classroom in January, seriously wounding the teacher. A video circulating on social media shows a North Carolina police officer repeatedly striking a black woman during an arrest, while several other officers hold her down. The police chief acknowledged he understands the outrage. The Dow finished up 163 points. This is AP News. An NFL team is losing its star quarterback.
Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will miss the rest of this season after fracturing his right shoulder in Sunday's win over Baltimore. Watson will undergo surgery to repair the fracture, which happened when he was hit in the first quarter against the Ravens. Watson, who also injured his left ankle, stayed in the game and went 14 of 14 in the second half while leading the Browns to a last-second 33-31 win. The team says Watson is expected back next season, his third since signing a $230 million fully guaranteed contract last year. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
New York Jets coach Robert Saleh says Aaron Rodgers will have the final call on whether he plays again this season for the Jets if and when he gets medical clearance. The 40-year-old four-time NFL MVP is rehabilitating from a torn left Achilles tendon, four snaps into his debut with the Jets in September. The team is out of playoff contention. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.